And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, April Ladinsky talks about being mortified.
Now that we're tucking into the lumpen months of winter, I recommend an activity you can do from an armchair that involves time travel, emotional calisthenics, and deep gratitude for the present. Simply pry open your adolescent diaries and have a quick skim, and remind yourself that while you may have slipped far from your New Year's resolutions, at least you are not 15 again, or 14, or 13. Oy, yoy, yoy. I was a passionate journaler in the 1980s, during junior high and high school, and have volumes of poignant proof of my muddled mind during those atomically terrifying years, when the preppy handbook clashed with Pink Floyd, and we set our alarms for 5 a.m. on school days to hot roller and mousse our hair into glam rock Coronas. When I was 14, my mom gave me one of the new hardback blank books that were flying off shelves at Walden's. I used the label maker from my dad's shop to work up a blister, squeezing out the title that is still curled and half stuck to the book cover, The Ninth Grade of April Ladinsky. Those pages are clotted with feeling. Multicolored ink and showers of exclamation points suggest it should be read in the outraged voice of Bernie Sanders on the stump. Algebra is the pits. I am a total klutz. You know what's unfair? Mr. Stubbe's chemistry quizzes. They're the pits. My hair won't feather on the right side. My hair is, you guessed it, the pits. Threaded through these sorrows are odes to everything I find foxy, from David in language arts to my new clogs to Goldie Hawn in Private Benjamin. So, so foxy. These pages are, in short, mortifying, and I mean that in all senses of the word, both humiliating and also self-disciplinary. It's emotionally aerobic to stare into the mirror of one's raw past. For me, it's been appalling and endearing, on the one hand, feeling utterly estranged from the creature in my tattered journals who frets about achieving symmetrically feathered hair. But there's plenty of current me in those pages, too, outraged that Americans might be stupid enough to elect that dumb old actor Ronald Reagan, staying up late magic markering my student council posters. Make 1980 a year to remember. Vote April Ladinsky on the 30th of September. And worrying that the people I'm trying to please will see I'm really a nutball and totally weird. For a richer take on the genre, I recommend Alison Bechdel's multi-layered graphic text titled Are You My Mother? She calls this gorgeous meta-reflection on journal writing a comic drama, but it's really a graphic tour de force in which she visually layers her childhood diaries, her mother's letters, transcribed conversations, and passages from Virginia Woolf, Dr. Seuss, and the psychoanalyst Donald Winnicott. Wander through this book and be amazed by all the windows it pries open in your mind, inviting us to compassionately revisit our parents' challenges and to admire the way children imaginatively make sense when the world does not. To pass more time until planting season, tune into the podcast titled Mortified, which captures people reading open mic style from their most mortifying adolescent artifacts, not to mock the past, but to celebrate our youthful confusion and enthusiasm. Closer to home on February 21st at 7 p.m., local folks will read their mortifying teen prose at the GLBT Resource Center of Michiana as a fundraiser. Let me know if you have a prize passage to share. We live near a middle school, and when I see those kids, all different sizes and seething with feeling, I want to reach out and hug them and tell them it gets better, but also it doesn't. Just before the last snow, I found an agonized love note blown from the schoolyard and frozen against our tree. The grammar is mangled, but the feeling is piercing. In pencil scrawl, it reads, "How can you break up with me when you are smart, pretty, and kind, and when you smile, it blows up my brain?" Who understands this wildness and agony better than the artist who put our youth to music, David Bowie? Thanks, Bowie, for helping all us weirdos, oddballs, and extraterrestrials feel like this world could be ours, after all. For Michiana Chronicles, this is April Ladinsky.
To her next event, time makes.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.